with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie. You can see us on Snapchat, or not Snapchat, Instagram, Christine Marie and Julie.
Oh.
Facebook, Christine Marie and Julie. Hey, girlfriend, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, Julie.
You're doing okay.
Yeah, you know, why did the turtle cross the road?
Why did the turtle cross the road, Mama?
We don't know it because he's still crossing it.
Oh, geez. There you go. That makes sense.
Does that make sense, girlfriend?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Is that what you're looking for, sense today?
Sure. In a world where there's no sense anywhere and that we're all trying to play this game of life. I heard a great saying today I had never heard before. Sometimes you hear something great and you're like, oh, I've heard that before and it was great then and it's great now. Can it stay in my consciousness not long enough for me to spew it out of somebody else?
And well, do it.
I'm doing it now. The thought was, we're all playing this game of life, except we don't get to see the clock. And I'm like, oh, it was like mic drop. I get it. I can get it. And it's so true. How do we make this life a game? We do this podcast weekly because I say, and we go back and forth, like oh, how is this podcast? Can we up it? Can we do something with it? And the truth is, it is the best hour of my life.
Right.
I love doing this podcast with you because it frames the rest of my life. I think about, is there something funny I can share with Mom and the other people today?
Right.
Is there something funny I can bring out here? And by looking through the lens of this podcast makes me so happy and enjoyable. And if you heard our last week's podcast.
Yes, Julie, you are enjoyable.
Thank you. Am I enjoyable? Makes my life enjoyable.
Yes.
But, and if you heard our podcast last week, people, I went on a riff on my boyfriend of two decades. Yes. My boyfriend of two decades. I'm trying. There must be a Guinness Book of World Records out there.
Mm-hmm.
that the boyfriend factor, you know, never truly committing.
Right.
Never truly.
Right.
You know, like this is good. It's like, I really feel like this is the best it could be. This is like where it's at now. It's like we're riding the crest of the wave.
Ooh, this was okay.
I don't think it could get better. So,
oh, nice.
Therefore,
nice.
You know, I don't need anything more.
Right.
But he just beeped. So should I? But like, if you heard last week's podcast, you realize that he was in the midst of
a crisis, which he still is in the midst of.
Exactly. And so he's asking what time. There you go. Very good. Anyway, it's all good.
I thought you answered that
I
before.
Did. So, but anyway, so getting back to us, it has been a very interesting week overall. You have been putting thoughts in my head about how Doug has been you may not be consciously aware, Julie, but he has been putting extra stress on you and then also on me.
That would be true. I would readily admit that.
And so I go, well, you know what? It's interesting because this week my food program has been a little less focused. And since I am the master of, you know, I did my master's degree on stress and in eating and how stress and weight loss and how stress can derail you, you know, I would say, yes, that is totally true. And so I'm willing to cut that stress off at the knees.
So you are derailed.
I am.
You are off the track.
I am off the track, rails. Off the rails, derailed and so forth. But during this derailment, I was able to see the strawberry. And pick the strawberry from the plant. If you guys know that parable, that isn't it a parable?
Oh, it's more like a it's not really Christian. It's more Buddhist.
Right. Yeah. Right. And so
parables are usually Christian. You know, like Jesus taught in parables, so that
those that
have ears could hear, and those that didn't wouldn't be offended. You know, like what's he talking about? A strawberry. No, it was like,
Exactly. A strawberry.
Like Jesus would say, you know, who among you can cast the first stone?
Yes, exactly. And not me. I can't cast the first stone. I mean, come on.
Or the first strawberry.
But a couple of things this week really made me giggle and thank God for my life. I hate the fact that I do engage in that German word for Schnagelsrugerdam. What is it called, Mother? Hosenmorgenager.
Freud.
Bratwurst Hornhausen.
Schadenfreude.
Alexa, what's that term in German that means you take happiness pleasure. And pleasure in other people's sorrows?
It's like Schadenfreude, something like
Schadenfreude,
that.
Schadenfreude, Freuden, Schaden, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, Google it, people, but not Alexa it because she didn't know.
She didn't know.
You know. Okay. And so this week I heard
you heard a story that made you
thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord that you are who you are.
Yes.
And that you're. And look, we both heard this story.
Yes.
And I was a little, you were like, thank God I'm with Doug and my life is so, you know.
Vanilla.
And you're vanilla, you know. But I was like, well, this is interesting. I just felt like it was an interesting story.
Well, what you like about Dan Savage and the Savage Love cast, and I'm going to recommend not listening to it per se if you have a sensitive stomach.
Exactly.
Because...
Let us do it for you.
Yes.
And because we even know men who can't listen to it anymore because they want to throw up.
Yeah, there are just there. He's a sex
positive.
Yes, he's sex positive. no, but what do you call it? He's an advice columnist.
Correct.
That deals with sexual questions. So nothing's off the table in regards to sex talk.
Yeah. Off the table. Including anything that comes out of anybody's bodily orifice.
Any orifice is, you know, I mean, I did not know this, but he said, you know, one time he mentioned that, you know, you can't have sex by just clenching your thighs together and then the gentleman can just, you know, hammer your thighs. And I'm like, wow, all right, that's wild. We call that sex now? Because I didn't have to call that sex. I called that, I don't know.
We used to just like hump.
Yeah, dry humping. I'm like, okay, get it.
You could do that on Wednesdays. That was hump day.
So we're going to talk about this for just a brief moment because what my mother loves to do is she likes to listen to the questions. And if it's a fascinating question.
And then we stop the question.
Yes.
We're in the car usually. We stop and Julie and I discuss.
Discuss.
Julie will say her opinion and I will say my professional opinion.
Yes, because you are a professional.
Exactly.
You're a professional mother.
I'm a professional mother, professional psychotherapist.
Coach. You know, and also you
and also skilled in the arts of
listening,
of sex.
Yes, and by the way, she's also the skilled in identifying when a psychic exorcism is needed. More about that later, people. More about that later. Okay, so anyway, the question was this: I'll pretend I'm the guy.
Yeah.
Hi, Dan. You know, I'm a 45-year-old male.
No, Julie, he wasn't that. He wasn't. It was just, hi, Dan, I'm a 45-year-old male.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Dan, I'm a 45-year-old male. Yeah. I am very sex positive. I've been recently divorced.
About a year.
Mm-hmm. Maybe two years.
I thought it was interesting because he said I've been divorced a year and I've been dating a lovely younger woman for about a year.
Oh, good pickup, Mama. Good. You kind of got that one.
Yeah.
But Dan, yeah, lovely younger woman about a year as well. Okay, interesting timing. But I'm very sex positive. And a year ago, I took my lovely young girlfriend to Europe, and my daughter and her boyfriend came with us. And
that's not true, though.
Oh, it's not true?
No, they went to Europe, and then they met.
They met her.
He's got two children. Grown children, a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
And while they were in Europe, they in Spain, and they were going to all the nude beaches.
Yes.
And you need to know, Dan, that this is okay. We grew up going to nude beaches.
Yeah, my wife and I used to go all the time with the kids.
With the children. So this is nothing new.
Can I say something, though? He would add the phrase sex positive and nude beaches with my family.
Yes.
And so I think adding the
word. I raised my children sex positive.
Yeah.
We all went to nude beaches together.
Yes.
So this is nothing new that I chose to go to Spain and we went to nude beaches. And while there, we met my daughter and her boyfriend.
Yes. At the nude beach as well.
At the nude beaches.
I guess.
So
I'm like, and then my first thought was,
ew. Yeah, we had to stop there and went,
ew. Now, I have to say this. Mm-hmm. I did not grow up in a sex negative environment, but I certainly grew up in a neutral. How about a sex neutral environment? Meaning, like, here's what sex really is, and then here are the effing consequences.
See, I would say sex scared environment.
Yeah, sex scared environment.
I tried to scare the shit out of you guys.
I was thinking about my origination story today.
Yeah,
my personal origination story, because I'm into superheroes and all that stuff.
No, because you're a Shiro,
and I'm a Shiro, right? And then I realized that I am literally the product of two very attractive, horny 19-year-olds who were slightly intoxicated. And I go, well, you know what? There are worse origination stories. There really are. There really are. But then what really felt bad was that your guys' life took this horrible turn. I mean, a sense of that you were no longer this
attractive 19-year-olds that
could, you were a married couple.
Yeah.
2 years later, having two children.
Yeah.
And like,
had to move away from family because, God forbid, you would have to be around the Catholic families with your shame.
Exactly.
Of two children.
Exactly.
At 20.
Exactly. So that was it, and so forth. And so we're you know, so we're listening to him talk.
Yes.
And he's saying, so he said that his girlfriend just now said to him,
well, no, oh, no, okay, I'm going to help you with
Please
this.
Please tell me.
I'm going to help you with this.
Yeah.
So here's my question, Dan. We've been together now for over a year, and we're going on another vacation.
To Europe.
And this time, not only is my daughter and her boyfriend coming along, but we're going to meet my son and his girlfriend.
Yes.
Now, here is where here's where I need your advice, Dan.
Yes.
I just recently found out that last year during the vacation that my daughter, my girlfriend, and my daughter's boyfriend had a threesome.
Whoa.
Now.
Now, Dan, we are sex positive
in this family. And you understand, Dan, we are sex positive.
Yeah.
And at that point in our relationship, we had not talked about monogamy. We had not made any commitments to each other. So everything had not been, you know, there was nothing that had been discussed. So she literally broke no rules.
Right.
And he said, but.
Because we're sex positive.
He said, but I wasn't invited to the party, and I'm a little disappointed that I did not. That I had to find this out a year later, and the fact that what is going to happen again? Now that my son is aboard, is he going to be invited to a party and his girlfriend and not me again?
Yeah.
That's my question.
Now, Mama is not exactly saying this exactly right. However, she hit some of the good notes.
Yes.
The man did say that I felt left out of the party, and we went, right. Ooh, dude.
He said, why was I not at least invited?
He did not know about it. Please say that you have enough boundaries that your daughter will never invite you to a sex party. Please. Cause if that's not, cause then you've crossed the line from sex positive to sex abuse. Okay. And there's a fine line sometimes.
That's right.
I agree. In this world, there's a fine line. But, you know, or your daughter will write books about you saying that I had a consensual sexual affair with my dad.
Yeah.
And nobody goes.
And he didn't play in a rock band.
Yes. And nobody says, oh, my God, what a great sex positive family. They may think cult. They may think cult. They may think, ooh, you know.
Yeah, that's going to be a story for Law and Order.
Yes.
SVU.
Somebody's going to end up with a sling around their neck. You know, it just doesn't look good there. Yeah. And so, but now he did mention that his son was coming.
Right.
And he did mention the fact he doesn't know how he should feel about his girlfriend and his daughter. Mm-hmm. You came up, and once we paused it, you mm-hmm. said, oh, he is totally freaked out right now because he thinks that his girlfriend is not going to have sex with his son.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crossing the line.
Yeah.
For him. Because he's not in competition with his daughter for sexual.
Right.
Per se,
right?
But he's conquest,
But
he is in competition with his son,
right?
And this is going to drive him crazy to think that his younger girlfriend is screwing his younger son.
Yeah.
Okay, now you were. Now, how do we tell what Dan said? Because you said Dan got it. You were grateful that Dan gave this answer.
Yeah. Well, Dan first went, What?
What? What?
He goes, I know I'm sex positive, but you have hit a moral line that yes. I am not crossing here, right. People.
Hello, this Dan Savage, who's an atheist.
Yeah. And like, I said, you go, Dan.
Yeah, you go. It's okay to be sex positive and have some kind of moral compass going on, right?
Yes.
It's okay. And Dan even said this. He goes, there are certain things you can't get over.
Right.
He goes, you know, if you've been married for 5, 10, 15 years and somebody yeah. stepped out in the marriage, you can get over that.
No, that's not what he said.
Oh, he didn't
he
say
said,
that.
He said, he goes, imagine that you've been married 5, 10, 15, 20 years and your husband's on a business trip.
Yeah.
And he gets a hand job from a prostitute.
Right. A hand job.
He said a hand job.
Yeah.
He said, you can forgive that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I don't mean to divert. So you just said a hand job from a prostitute. Is that different than a happy ending in a massage parlor?
Not really.
Okay, so you consider them on the scale of inappropriateness, per se.
Here's the thing. I would have said, honey, you went and had a massage at a massage parlor, and it ended in a happy ending.
Yeah.
You know, I think that probably is a better ending than that you went out on the street, got in a Uber and talked to someone wearing.
Oh my God!
You know,
you just started a new app. You just coined a new business.
Uber
Sexer,
prostitute
Sexer or something like that. Uber. So instead of you going in your own car,
yeah.
and finding maybe yeah. the Uber comes picks you up.
Yeah.
There's already a nice lady in the back.
Oh,
already good to go.
Yeah.
Drives around the block one or two times,
yeah.
drops you off the same place.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. First off, you don't have to worry about transaction of money. You can do everything on the app, leave your tip,
yeah.
leave a four-star, you yeah. know, leave a star rating. There's something there.
I love it.
Yeah.
I do love it.
Okay,
actually.
But so yeah. you think that it is slightly different to go get a massage that ends up in a happy ending.
Because in my mind, if, like, say my husband said, you know, I went to get a massage and it ended up, you know, with a happy ending.
Yeah.
I'm picturing like an 85-year-old Chinese woman doing it, mm-hmm. like real fast.
Yeah.
Just like, get it done.
Yeah.
So sorry.
So,
is that okay if I can do this?
She's so good.
Yeah.
She's so precise and good with her technique.
Yeah.
That it doesn't take more than 60 seconds.
Got it.
Because she knows. She knows where to hit. She's been hitting all the acupressure points, and he's like good to go.
Right.
And so really it is just a clinical step.
Right.
But going out to meet a prostitute and then yeah. at the end going, I just want a hand job from you, lady.
Yeah.
Don't take this personally.
Yeah.
I just really want a hand job.
Also, too, like if you went to a prostitute, it would probably be more a blowjob.
Okay, got it.
And what's better, a hand job or a blow job, if you're married to someone? You'd hand rather job. Have, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I think so.
I think so, too, only in the sense of then it's like, but now if she, like, licked her hand for lubrication, then it's sort of like a blow job. I don't know.
No, Julie, okay. It's not.
Yeah, honestly, this is the start that starts getting me kind of like, I best not know.
So now we got a 90-year-old Chinese woman licking her hands. I think that, see, my feeling is that she's really refined the art of doing, like, massaging the prostate.
Yes, 100%.
Like,
that's
going
what I think
up the, you know what.
And I'm not joking about this. I have literally heard stories of women who, I don't know their nationality,
right?
But in your mind, that's how you're described. That's the
they're
picture
Asian.
That's how the picture comes up.
Yes,
but they're so good in it,
right?
They've been taught. They're like it's
from
just no
generation good, to
yeah,
generation,
mother to daughter, to mother, keep passing down and so forth.
My grandmother taught me
exactly. Mm. You did not leave me those skills.
No,
I could see a different course for me if I, a different course of action. This could have taken a place, and so forth.
I wanted you to be a diesel mechanic.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, and you're welcome. You're welcome. So anyway, Dan said, there are some moral ground or moral lines you don't cross. Mm-hmm. He says one thing, goes, listen, if you sleep with the bride and you're the brother of the groom on the wedding day, that's something you can't come back from.
Right.
Something like that.
Right.
Or one of the, something, the bride, you gotta get rid of the bride. If the bride sleeps with your brother.
Yeah.
You got to, you know, that's something you can't undo.
Or the groom sleeps with your sister.
Something like that. Or the groom sleeps with your brother.
Yeah, you just can't, you can't come back.
It's that, like that
marriage is not going to work out.
Right, even though you're sex positive, like, come on. And he suggested that...
He suggested not only don't take them on vacation, but get rid of her.
Get rid of the girlfriend.
Even though you've been with her 2 years now,
yeah.
Get rid of her.
He also suggested...
I've never heard him say that.
I have never heard him say that.
Never.
Well, he does say drop the M or F or now.
Yeah.
But he hasn't said that recently, which is interesting.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to take the responsibility anymore, I think. But yeah, he said this is something that you can't come back from.
Yeah.
And he goes, I almost felt that he was suggesting, like, I'm worried about you if you could get good over this.
Yeah.
You know? He also said that he goes, I hope this is true. Because I hope this is true. But some women are known to lie about situations to kind of break families apart.
Right.
Maybe you're too close to your daughter or this or that.
I didn't buy that one.
I didn't buy that one bit.
No.
I
think he was just trying to cover his ass in that one.
My feeling is this, though. She's crazy. And you've always told, I don't know if you've told me.
I did.
That men who want crazy sex... go for crazy women usually equals crazy sex.
Right.
And there's a consequence to pay.
That's right.
There's a consequence.
Well, it's always a consequence.
You know? And sometimes the consequence is the girl, the younger girl, lovely lady, the younger lovely sex positive lady.
Will have sex with your daughter.
And her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then you may be concerned that she will then have sex with, and not invite you to the party, by the way.
No.
And basically though,
and not even tell you.
No, not even tell you for a year later. Yeah. But also... Dan did say this, which I thought was interesting. He goes, I hope that when you hear this answer, you realize how ooey that sounded and that you didn't really mean it the way it sounded.
Right.
That you wanted to have sex with your daughter.
Yeah.
Because that's just, it's wrong.
We all stopped the podcast and went, ooh. Because here's the thing. We know that somehow in the landscape of genetics and epigenetics and things like that, we know that we do not like the smell of our family.
I totally agree with you. Like, my dad and brother do not smell good to me.
Right.
They don't smell offensive, but they don't smell good to me.
Right.
Now, the other thing, yeah.
Norm never smells bad to me.
Right.
I know you've told me, like, Mom, your dad's got to brush his teeth. He's got coffee breath.
You're like, I don't smell it at all.
I don't smell it.
Like, his voice, yes, but so that's exactly right. He does not smell good to me. So there's no way, so biologically, we are set up not to...
want to have sex with our dads and brothers.
Now, however, I have watched enough Law & Order SVU.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to know that sometimes when a daughter is adopted out of the family, you know, and the natural father does not raise the daughter, and then comes back into the life of that daughter at, you know, like 15, you know, or 16 or 17, the wires get all screwed up. And sometimes they make what you may think is fatherly love or daughterly love may feel sexual in nature. That's what I heard in SVU. Could be total bullshit because they were writing a story. I'm totally,
but usually it's taken from the pages of, you know, the reality.
From the pages from the paper.
Yeah.
Taken from the pages of the news.
Probably the Inquirer.
Exactly. Or it was the ads, you know.
It was that same the Inquirer that had the aliens on the front.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's kind of... the aliens. You know, we haven't heard enough stories. I want to start a new podcast, and I think it could really go. And it would be, you would be giving your advice, your professional advice, because what you also are, you're an ancient alien theorist. You are. Now, if you can combine it, and we would then give sex advice to people who've been probed or have had relations with the aliens. And you may think that this we would run out of topics or run out of subjects, but I'm telling you, it is a mad world out there.
Is it, Julie?
It's a crazy ass world. And I think that could work. And it would be a real podcast. It wouldn't be
so in other words, you're saying that I would be taking questions from people who've been probed.
Yes.
By the ETs.
Or had relations even. Had normal relations.
Just regular old questions.
Regular old questions.
Just, okay, got it.
You know, hi, Christine, Marie, and Julie. You know, I was in bed again last night, and the globe came, the floating globe came to my room, mm-hmm. and then appeared this gorgeous 6'5" golden light being, mm-hmm. beautiful. And he wasn't saying anything, but we were connecting at a level, mind to mind. He was mm-hmm. telling me, mm-hmm. and I almost felt like he was giving me suggestions. And so, yes, I did raise the sheets and invite him into my bed. Mm-hmm. Was that okay?
It's not when they can, they do not have permission unless you do invite them.
That's right.
And they do, usually those golden creatures, they create blue children. So
legitimately they're colored blue.
The color blue.
So, like almost as if they've had too much, like, you know, like when you take colloidal silver. Too yes. much and you turn blue?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good to know.
Yes.
Is it mean because they're silverish? They're made out of silver?
I have no idea. It's just that that's usually tell they have a little blue hue.
Okay. Well,
you can tell how that, you know, how that happens.
Well, that's interesting because mm-hmm. I have heard, you know, sometimes they say that if you run out of oxygen, you turn blue. But now I've got another.
Yes, now just do this. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah. Like, I'm needing some air. Oh, come on. We know what you've been doing. You've been messing around with that alien again.
It sounds like a script from Evil.
Well, you know, there are podcasts that are scripted in such a way that it's supposed to be quote-unquote reality, but scripted. There was this one podcast. I gave it 2 hours of my life. I regret doing it.
Really?
It was fine. But when I couldn't tell if it was real or fake. Mm-hmm. Because it was about this town that vanished.
Oh, and then they made a movie out of it.
They made a movie
on a TV show
on Apple TV. Yeah. I can't remember what it's called.
Manifest? Or
No. That's the one on NBC, right, that put the plane crash.
Yeah.
But Jessica Biel was in it. Mm-hmm. And about this town that just disappeared, and she's going to find out what happened. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm like, well, that's a podcast. I'm curious. I've never heard about this town disappearing. I'd like to know. And so I started listening to the podcast, and then I'm going, this podcast sounds just a tweak too manufactured, too produced, such as the people who they were interviewing. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, they didn't have a normal cadence to their voice. It mm-hmm. sounded like they were reading a script.
Got it.
And when you're interviewing someone who's had their town, you know, displaced, mm-hmm. they're a little bit like, you know, they don't have all their words.
Had your wives, had your children.
I'm displaced. Ah!
Sounds like that, right?
Yeah, a little more, you know. Yeah. And so then I Googled it. I go, is this real? And they said, no, it's not real.
Got it.
And I'm like, not going to give it anymore because I could listen to Stephen King.
And do better.
Yeah, and get more scared.
28 hours later.
28 hours later, I'm enjoying The Shining again and so forth. So, yes. So we were very happy. We want to just give Dan Savage, we don't always agree on his answers.
But you know what, Jill? Yeah. I agree with him more often than not.
Yes, you do.
I really do.
Yes, you do.
I would not relish the questions that he gets asked, but
yeah.
For the answers, I usually agree with him on how to,
yeah.
On how to handle it, you know. Now, speaking of podcasts, I heard of a new podcast this week. Well, actually, they were... The podcasts are two guys mm-hmm. called Deezes and Meyer.
Yes.
Deezes is like just like Jesus, but with a D.
Yes.
And Meyer, I think it's just M-E-R something. It's just something weird. But there are two black guys, and they're trying to co-op Christine, Marie, and Julie. You know?
Yeah.
They were on a year, and they are so good and so funny that Showtime came to them.
Mm.
And said, quit doing your podcast and do this on Showtime.
Yes.
And so now they've been having a show on Showtime for the last several years.
Wonderful.
Yeah. But here's what I heard, though.
Yeah. Have they not heard us?
Yeah.
What's wrong with those people?
That's freaking crazy, right? You know? I don't get it. So we're not two black men.
Yeah.
From the hood.
Yeah. No, that is for sure.
From Compton.
You know, they're just a little bit younger, a little bit hipper.
Yeah.
But I don't know about hipper, man. We could be really hip.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can wear a varsity jacket.
Yeah.
But anyway, they did add to they Varsity plus jacket. Their money from Showtime.
Yeah.
By selling just one product. So, you know, we're always looking for the right product.
That's exactly right.
We look for, you know, just the right product.
Yeah.
Like Blinkist or something. We're gonna do some kind of product.
Right. We need some kind of product.
But they've plus their money by selling one product, and that product is a pillow.
Okay.
And it's not like, you know, Mike, whatever, from My Pillow.
Okay.
This is, I don't know how to say it.
You mean Mike with the cross?
Yeah, Mike with the cross, his pillow and his,
his
all his mattress stuff and everything.
Made in good old USA right there in Minnesota.
Right up there in Minnesota, people.
Yep.
And he just makes that all American help and maybe some Canadians come down.
Yeah, they might come down.
I don't really know. But, we're tired of those Putain heads anyway. But anyway.
Is that inappropriate?
Poutine heads?
Yeah.
No.
I agree.
It just means cheese heads.
It just means, no, it means.
No, poutine heads.
It means gravy covered fries.
Gravy covered fries and cheese curds.
Which I've had. And it's, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
There's literally nothing wrong with that.
And so I'm not degrading poutine heads.
No, and I've told a Quebecian how much I love poutine. And she's like, or poutine or poutine. And she said, oh, Julie, I don't even know what
we
Canadian.
Don't. We consider
in Quebec,
that dog food.
Yeah, here in Quebec,
that poutine is like dog food.
Dog food.
We don't even.
Well, here in the good Midwest of the United States of America, poutine is like,
if you gave us fries,
gold,
covered with gravy
and cheese
and
curds,
inserted some cheese curds, we're happy.
I actually went to Vegas.
It's Super Bowl Sunday.
I went to Vegas and I went to Dave Ramsey. Not Dave Ramsey.
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay. That would have been a different restaurant.
Gordon Ramsay's restaurant. And what was on the menu?
Pork. They had pork to that poutine. And it was fabulous.
It was flying off the shelf.
Shredded. It was flying off the shelf.
They did have the EMT unit standing by.
Yes.
The ambulance standing by.
Exactly.
But anyways, want to just briefly tell you, and I think I might have before, if you remember, do you remember the kind of pillow that they sold? And it was for one specific act.
Yeah.
And it was, I'm just going to say it real quick.
Yeah.
So that I'm not going to gross the audience out.
Right.
It was for butthole eating.
Okay, they actually said that. Thank God, I didn't. So,
did anybody hear me say
I don't
it?
Think, yeah, they did. It showed up.
It showed up as butthole eating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good. So,
don't say it anymore, though.
Don't say it anymore. So, they actually said that on TV.
Yes, on TV. I heard it.
So, the word
they
would be.
They were trying to sell their pillow.
I can do it nicer.
Okay.
Tushy consumption.
Tushy consumption.
That's what the pillow was for.
Yeah.
Tushy consumption.
Yeah.
To consume a tushy.
Yeah. But here's what they were saying.
Our
why
tushy hole
flying
consumption.
Off the shelves.
Yeah. The virtual shelves.
Yes. The virtual shelves.
Yes.
Is because it has the way this pillow is constructed, you could have something like five different butthole eating positions.
Oh.
And that's pretty. That's supposedly that's pretty awesome.
So, what? Awesome! In the sex positive world, awesome. And you know, and here's what I think: people are just like going. We need, instead of asking for a donation, coming out and asking for a donation.
Yeah,
please just, buy this
just
as a gag.
Yeah.
How many foam finger number one fingers are out there in the world? We have a box downstairs. You bought a box of foam, large foam number one fingers.
Yes, I did.
And we pull that box out once in a while because it comes in handy. The truth is, I mean, it was a pointless gift, pointless purchase.
I just had to have it at one point in time.
And also, it supported your podcast that you loved. I don't remember which one it was, but it was a podcast that said, hey, guys, support the podcast. Buy this number one finger, and you too could be a number one foam finger.
I did.
And you did. So listen, let's just be real. Okay, let's say they sold a million of these tushy consumption pillows.
Yes.
I'm just telling you right now, there are not a million people out there consuming tushies. It's just not out there trying different positions.
You know, Julie, how can you say that with such a clean conscience?
Because my tushies, I don't know. I don't know.
I should have said clean.
Exactly.
What's that word that when if it's not so clean, what's that called?
Dirty?
Yeah. Spotted? Dirty Sanchez.
Oh, jeez.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
Tossed salad.
God, let's stop talking about it. So, listen, if the position is mostly a joke.
Yeah.
I think
people, I didn't think this was a joke, though.
No, I'm not saying it is.
I looked up. It's got like 5 stars on the Yelp reviews.
Oh.
You should read the Yelp reviews.
Okay. You know, all right.
No, I'm not going to go there.
I'm not going there now. Yeah. I take your word that it was that there are positive Yelp reviews.
I'm just saying that, you know, even with a Showtime gig, you still need a little help.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
You still need a product that can sell.
Yes.
And a good product at that.
Yeah, and you know, ultimately, aren't we all just marketers at heart?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, no. That's that's the problem. We think we are. We're not like, oh, man. It's like, why couldn't somebody take over that role for us?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Please. But yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. We're all marketers. We're you know, we used to say we're all salesmen.
Yeah.
You know, you have
ABS.
Yeah.
Always be selling. Now it's ABM.
Always be marketing.
Yeah.
Because you can't sell unless you market and can't market unless you sell.
Or ABM, like awesome bowel movements.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. No, I could sell a product for that.
You can.
I could sell a product for
that. And it wouldn't be that pillow, would it?
No. Oh, God. Please, God, no. No, not that. But, you know, I want to say I give it to the guy because we think about products all the time to sell and to come up with this.
Yeah.
So I bet they hired an MIT. Can you imagine? They probably hired an MIT engineer.
Yeah.
And they go like, you know, he'd have to be, or he or she, and I don't want to be gendered.
No.
I want to be, maybe she. She'd have to be really good and, you know, the anatomy and the right position.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's inflatable, this pillow, like such as you could, like, push a little more pressure in, a little bit less pressure. Because sometimes, like, you know, the
I think it's funny that you want it to be inflatable, because then when it's going out of air, it's going to sound like
a fart. That's right, it does.
You know what, Julie?
Yeah.
I can't believe you're making your mother do these jokes. Stop it.
I'm not making you do anything.
Stop
even though there is no free will.
That's right.
And that leads me to the other thing.
You're hypnotizing me.
I'm hypnotizing. I did not know. I mean, Dan, I'm telling you, I have been floored today with Dan because sometimes I have to take a break from him because it just crosses too many lines. And I don't want to believe that people are like this at all. Like, I don't want to believe
it's the magic of Disney. Believe, Julie.
Yeah,
believe
is the first thing. So this person has a kink. And
this is another Dan Savage question.
Well, this was actually being interviewed. Oh, no. A person asked a question. And then
Dan got a professional to answer the question because it was a little tiny bit out of his league.
Yes.
He wasn't so sure. But the person asked a question regarding hypno kinks.
Hypno kinks.
I've been hypnotized.
I'm like, what?
And so he brought on a professional hypno kinkster.
No, yes. So there is, I didn't know this existed. Google it, people, if you're intrigued by it. I was slightly intrigued, but not enough to Google it because I'm like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
They didn't really tell you specifically what it was, but she mentioned, the professional did mention mind control.
Mm-hmm.
She mentioned consensual.
She mentioned Winnie the Pooh.
Did she? No, she mentioned...
What fairy tale is it then?
It was something other fairy... Some kind of Aladdin,
Peter,
I thought.
The Wolf? The Wolf?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't know then.
But there was some fairy tale that they heard, that these people...
I thought it was Aladdin, and they hypnotized the snake, and then...
Possibly.
And somehow she...
Yeah, possibly.
She got that... The professional... connected that with some sexual...
But 90% of the hypno-kinksters got involved in hypno-kinks when they heard that fairy tale, and it lasted...
Into their adulthood,
and that's what they use.
So good going, Disney.
Yeah. Oh, come on. They know exactly what they're doing.
They know. They are.
They've been programming us for decades.
For sure. Yeah, yes. The fact that every
mother is dead.
Yeah, every father and mother dies. You know, they know. Yeah. The only way you have a good life is your parents die early.
Oh, she's left in a forest fire.
Yeah.
Got it. I'm on my own.
Yeah.
And I'm luckily sex positive.
Yeah. Thank God. Thank God. I don't have a parent to shame me. Yeah. Like, I'm just saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? Exactly.
Luckily, I want to be dressed head to toe in Disney stuff.
So the professional kept using the word, I think she used the word consensual suggestibility.
Mind control.
Consensual mind control.
Correct.
Now, if you've ever been hypnotized, which I have, I've meditated, I've been hypnotized, all that stuff. There is a level of BS to all this. I mean, no one is hypnotizing you to do something you don't want to do. Unless I am not that suggestible, which I could admit. Mm-hmm. I don't believe, because I have been hypnotized. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
I'm just saying that Bruce Lipton would probably disagree with you, but that's okay.
Yes.
Because he said that he's seen people hypnotized and saying that they're getting hypnotized with a burning cigarette.
Yeah.
And that they will develop blisters in the area where that the person literally just put a finger
right
on the spot.
Okay. I understand that.
Is that something different?
No, I'm not saying that because maybe I'm just not that good of a hypnosis. You know, because I mean, we've taken
a
class.
A subject, you mean?
A subject, yeah. Or a teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Well, but no, because you're really more into like, yeah, hypnosis in a gentle way.
Yes.
Yeah. Not stage hypnosis.
I'm not into that.
Yeah. Where they're telling a person they're eating an apple and they've really been eating an entire onion.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So, yes. So the idea is then, you are agreeing to be hypnotized to perform sexual acts, I guess. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
I don't know about that. I think it's just more the it's just being mind control.
Mind control.
I don't really know, Jules.
They weren't really being very specific.
They were being specific.
But they said there's probably a Facebook group for people like that.
And I found a convention. And what'd you say?
And a convention.
Oh, but here's what I thought was, and it's usually in Chicago people, yes. Midwest people, let's go together. But I thought the interesting part was that she didn't, professional didn't say this until the very end.
Right.
But that, you know, she said she was married and that when she told her husband about this hypno king, you know, he was interested and because he loved her, he did it. But she said, look, I have other masters or whatever
right.
that are not my partner, my marriage
right.
partner.
Right.
And that's also part of the hypno kingster thing.
Right.
Is that they, even though you're married, you have I don't know what they're called, masters or whatever.
Know. Yeah. Dominant. I don't know.
No, it's not about
no,
that.
No, it's I not. Know, it's about yeah. the person controlling you.
Yeah.
Like if she wasn't willing to control her people. She liked the idea of being controlled
yes.
through hypnosis.
Yeah. And she found that totally a turn on.
Yes. But I'm curious, though, do you know, like let's say I hypnotically can mind controlled you.
Yeah.
Then it's done.
Yeah.
And you wake up out of your hypnotic trance.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, you should
I can't believe I did that.
I can't believe. How would you know? Yeah. Oh, I videotaped you?
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
I think it just kind of gives you permission to play games
that
you might not play.
Of course.
You know.
Some people drink wine. Some people do pot. Some people do coke. Some people get hypnotized to give them permission to be a little kinkier.
Right.
And, you know, God love that husband of hers.
Yeah. God love him.
God love that husband. Well, this is probably the wrong perception, but in my mind, this guy is an accountant, a CPA, the husband, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. who probably is, dating above in looks, possibly like married above, you know, like I'm just saying,
you got the whole story
in my mind.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I just don't know if I would be that compliant.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What if she hypnotized him to be okay with this?
Yeah. Honey, I will be gone for the week going to see my sister.
Yeah.
You will enjoy the weekend.
Yeah.
You will clean the house.
Yes.
It's time to get those gutters cleaned out. Yes.
My sister is named Frank. You're okay with my sister, Frank. You really like her. You don't mind me sharing a bed with my sister, Frank, do you? You're getting tired and tired. And you just love me seeing my sister once a month for about 3 to 4 days. My sister, Frank, who you really love. And you don't mind me being with him. Her. Excuse me. Ah.
Oh, what a tangled web we were.
And he goes, oh, hey, I heard you're seeing Frank this week. Yeah. Well, have fun. Oh, thanks, honey. Yeah. He's got no problem. See, I get it now. I get it now. It's all crazy.
Well, I didn't at first, but okay, now you've convinced me that it's a genuine thing, and
I need to
look into it. Yeah. I need to, hey, Norm.
Well, you know, it's Norm. So sweet.
See, here's the thing, though. I would, if I'm going to hypnotize
You're going to put all those calories doing that shit, right?
I would be like, you know what? I would put, like, I got stuff to do in the house.
Yeah.
I can't get the guy to do anything.
You've got a honey do list that's
I would hypnotize him to do the honey do list.
Yeah.
What the hell? I don't need my, you know, whatever.
Or at least be like a little bit, you know, I don't know, like, put his dirty clothes in the hamper. Let's start with that.
I know. I just always love the fact that he leaves a pile of dirty clothes right in front of the shower.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It just was too
Sometimes
much.
Sometimes he leaves them right in front of the bedroom door.
Yeah.
I mean, which I think is hysterical, yeah. Which means he literally walks into your bedroom and then drops his drawers right in the door.
Yeah. It was just too much to make it 2 more feet into the hamper.
Yeah, too much. Or into his closet. He has his own walk-in closet. He could go in there and change, but no. He's like, honey, I'm home. Drop my drawers. Which is so funny to me because in the Goldbergs, the dad is known to walk into the front door and drop his drawers and wear his tighty-whities around.
Right.
And so at least our dad, Normano, moves into the bedroom.
And then does it.
Yeah. So you know what?
I've seen that guy on Netflix stand up.
Yeah,
and he talks about, like, he goes, it's amazing. He goes, I've done that show for X amount of years, and all I really do is lay in a recliner with my underpants on.
Yep.
And he goes, that's the best job in the world.
I'm starting to feel a little. I don't know his name. I feel bad. I don't know his name.
Yeah. I don't either.
Alexa, but I bet he's who made plays the father? And
the Goldbergs.
Let's see if
won't know.
No, she won't know.
She's being very.
Yeah. You don't know that.
Yeah,
she's
I know.
She's
just being obstinate.
Okay, but she's having a hard
know, though,
time
for
right
$5.99 more a month.
Yes, she would.
He's having a hard time right now?
Yes. Do you know why?
No.
There's his doppelganger is going through a rough time and is in a pretty severe lawsuit and criminal court case. And people confuse him with that guy.
Real life?
Yes. Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, my God.
Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, my God.
So, like.
Got it. Yeah, is that what you've heard that?
Yeah.
It's true. I believe that.
Yeah. I just heard it like 2 days ago that he's been having a hard time because they're walking down the street. They're like, Harvey, what are you doing?
What are you doing? You should be, aren't you under.
Yeah, he'll get like thrown some coke. Yeah. Like,
should you have a bracelet on your anklet or whatever?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing out of the house?
Yeah.
What are you doing in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Oh, my God.
We're in the Midwest. He's like, I'm not Harvey Weinstein. You know who I else think looks like?
He would be perfect to play them in the movie.
Yes. He just can't wait. Maybe the Weinstein Company will produce it.
God.
Miramax. You know what Miramax stands for, right? It's a combination of both of their parents' name. I think Miriam and Max.
Aww.
Miramax. Yeah.
Shit.
And better times.
Yeah.
In better times. But see, Harvey was sex positive. He just needed to find women that would play out his role.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
And he probably did find some.
He probably did.
Yeah.
And it would have all worked out.
Yeah.
But what he did was he assumed that everybody played that game.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, dude.
No.
No.
Some people are playing different games.
Yeah. And we all have a clock that we can't see, you know?
Yeah.
I just like the fact that now he's walking in a walker. Like, you know.
Harvey is?
Yeah. He goes to court now using a walker. Yeah. It's taking so much out of him.
Yeah.
Really? I don't buy any of that.
I remember when Bill Cosby used to have to go to court. He was like, he looked like Stevie Wonder because he was going blind.
Yeah. He had cataracts and everything.
Yeah.
And it's so weird because I don't buy any of that stuff anymore.
It's all for the show.
Yes.
It's the game.
It's the game. And I'm not saying it's not true. However, I am saying it's not true. Because these guys, when you hear what the lengths they've gone to try and keep this stuff out of court, then they've hired some guy going, you need to look a little more sympathetic.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're a big dude. You know, I think he's over 6-something. Harvey
six,
is.
6'8"?
I don't know, he's 6'8".
6'10"?
That's a pretty tall dude. I don't know if he's that big. But you know.
They don't make walkers that big. I know.
But then hunching over a smaller walker.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's only 5'5", 5'6".
That's
true. Come on. You got, really, girls? You cannot run that? He's in a walker, for ever's sakes. It's a walker. So I know it's all for show.
Yeah.
It's all for show.
Yeah.
So
it's all a game.
It's all a game. They're all trying to hypnotize us into believing a certain thing. Mm-hmm. And so I choose to believe what I want to believe.
Julie, is it hypnosis or is it marketing?
I think it
could. You choose.
It's probably both. I bet that if you give
me. You will buy the butthole eating pillow. You will buy the pillow.
Listen, 588-2300 Empire. I have been hypnotized to know that number.
Exactly.
Come on. Come on. Give me a break. Give me a break. Give me some of that little bit of Kit Kat bar. Woo! I love Kit Kat bars.
Damn it.
I know if I didn't hear that song 100 million times.
What candy bars is the get the tattoo no regrets?
Ah, come on, Snickers.
Exactly.
Exactly. We know we're getting hypnotized.
We know it.
And I bet if you look at the catalog, class catalog for marketing, there's probably several hypnosis courses.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
call it NLP in the business
and
world.
Excuse me, neuro-linguistic programming. Yeah.
Neuro-linguistic programming.
We took a course from Frank Kern one time, and he just comes out to say it.
Yeah.
There's a couple of neuro-linguistic, NLP words in here and phrases in here.
Yeah.
Don't
freak out about it, but it will cost you $5,000.
Exactly.
To understand this neuro-linguistic programming.
And, God, it's so crazy. It's so crazy. But there was that book, How to Influence People.
How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yeah.
You will like me.
And it has to be more subtle than that.
Yes.
But when we watched that show, what was that show about that that illusionist?
Yeah. What is his name again?
Dan.
He's from Britain, right?
Yeah. I can't think of his name now.
Graham,
I don't know. Now I can't remember.
Shoot. I was so into him for so long.
For about a week or two.
Yeah. That's a long time, Julie.
In this day and age.
Stop it,
when
Julie.
When Netflix keeps throwing shit out at us every week. How dare you, Netflix? I can't keep up. It's like crazy.
Have you ever, I'm watching October Faction on Netflix. I'm into the 7th episode. I still don't know if I like it or not. Have I gone too long? Is that 7 episodes too long to decide whether...
I'm on episode 8.
Have you decided?
I haven't decided either. Have I decided that whoever wrote this literally is putting every woke statement in here?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm offended by it.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of this, there are scenes where we are being told that this town is racist.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking around like, this is like the brownest town I've... a mixed community here.
Yeah.
I don't understand why everybody's so racist here. Yeah.
And also, everybody's gay.
Yeah.
In high school.
Yeah. Everybody.
In the high school, everybody's gay.
But prejudice. So they're all gay, they're all racist, and they're all prejudiced.
Yeah.
And you're like, really? This is a stereotype? And they're all rich, and they're all woke. And I'm like, there's something flawed in the writing of this.
That's why
but
I can't
here's
decide.
The thing I love, though, is that typically the dads are always stupid. They're competent. They do their job really well, but the kids hate them. They're always stupid, stuff like
that. Our dad is stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
And would you agree that they're like the parents are stupid in this one?
I mean, they're both highly functioning ass kickers.
Killers.
And they're really stupid and have no idea what's going on with their children.
Yeah.
And their children have the right to treat them like shit, which I am shocked
by. I don't get that.
No.
I would have stopped that shit. I would have shut that shit down about 15 years ago.
Exactly. And without laying a finger on me.
Yeah.
Without laying a finger. Exactly. Exactly. You would have first gone with the silent treatment. Like, why is mom not talking to me? You know what? I don't talk to people who are not nice to me. when was I not nice to you? Well, you kind of, you need to knock that attitude off, young lady.
What's an attitude, mama?
I'm like, well, you're starting to get one, and I'm not going to deal with it. They're like, oh, okay. But if you let it go too long, you can't reel that back
in. You cannot unpack that.
No, you
suitcase.
Cannot. No, you can. You cannot unpack that suitcase.
And you cannot reel that fishing rod back in.
Exactly.
Is there any more analogies that we could?
You can't regurgitated.
That's true.
You can't do that. You know, we only got 1 minute left of the show. I did finish finally on Netflix, San Clarita Diet.
You
with
did.
Drew Barrymore. Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah, sure.
It ended in a way that if they never had another episode, it would feel complete.
Be okay. Yeah. I agree.
So I would suggest watching it.
I agree.
It is 22 minutes or 30 minutes.
Don't you love
just
that?
Just fun brightness.
Yeah.
It's a bright show.
Yeah.
Yes, it's about the undead, but it done in a way, and people get killed, but done in a way that you smile at the end.
Yeah.
You know?
And I finished... a week ago, I finished all six seasons of Schitt's Creek, and I was truly sad.
You were truly sad.
I said, Julie, I don't necessarily email people.
Right.
I would like to email them and tell them that I truly was, you know.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Sure.
Are you sure you watched the last episode on Netflix?
I thought so.
Because the last episode is running on Pop. I don't think it's on Netflix yet.
Oh, I did watch six seasons, I think. It ended with the cabaret that the town did cabaret.
Okay, got it.
Is that?
I think you might have one more season to go.
Cause
what? The last season is on Pop. And I don't know if...
Are they going to then...
It goes on Netflix then.
Okay, great. Oh, my God. Really?
I think so, yeah. I'm not
because
sure.
Because it seemed like, you know, David got engaged...
Yeah, did he get married?
No.
I think the marriage is in the last season.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Oh, okay. So I felt like it was a true ending in the sense that, you know, how they had the cabaret show.
Yeah.
And David got engaged.
Right.
And she's going away to the Galapagos Islands.
Right.
And then the mom ends up in the closet because her movie that was made in Croatia or Moldova, you know, got panned. And he got an award for the hotel being the best small hotel with the best service, customer service. I go, that's a sweet way to end it.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good, good, good.
But okay, so there's another season.
I could be wrong, though.
Oh,
I could be
lovely.
Wrong.
That's lovely.
I could be wrong.
I'd be happy.
Yeah. So, girlfriend, how was the show?
Hey, girlfriend. It was great.
It was great. You will believe it was great. It was great. See you next week. It was great. It was great.